Joined now by Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. Shaka, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
I'm not good. George Thompson died yesterday, but I wanted to thank you. You helped create his last great moment. I don't know how. How did you know he was so good?
I mean, that's what everybody told me when I first got here. Anytime I go to a new place, I love to learn about all the great players over the history of the program. And that was the name that probably came up more than anything, just because he preceded Bo and he preceded Butch and he preceded, you know, all the great players that Al brought in after.
And as you said at the banquet, the original Dwayne Wade, which for anybody who's young, there's no way you could explain how good someone might have been if they never saw him play at Marquette.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's about as good of a description as there is, because, you know, those of us of the age that, you know, Dwayne Wade, wow. I mean, when you just saw him play for Marquette, it was just different. I mean, it's like one of these things is not like the other. And that's, you know, from what everyone says describing how George played, that's exactly how he was.
And I wanted you to hear what George said to Dwayne Wade after the win over Kentucky to get to the Final Four in 2003.
Neminger, Lucas, et al., Butch Lee, everybody, you are the best player to ever come through Marquette, potentially realizing it in probably the short time that we will have you here, and going on to your future of all time.
That means so much coming from you, Joyce.
Wait, of all time.
Coming to Marquette, the best player I knew was George Thompson, and to meet you, to see you every day, you know, it's great. And for us to win this game and y'all can see it, it means that much more. And I'm just proud to be a part of Marquette University basketball.
Well, you've gone down, Dwayne, in the annals, and we're just fortunate enough to bask in your glow, bubble.
Talking with Shaka Smart, any thought hearing that? I'm assuming you haven't heard it before. I don't know, maybe you were a regular listener of Marquette Radio back.
I've never heard that. And Homer, I'd love if you could send that to me. Because I know you feel this way too. There is something special about watching or listening to two all-time greats interact. I mean, there's just something about that. You know, it'd be like, you know, Ali and Frazier. You know, just two,
yep,
two people that are just great, great, great. And then watching, they're standing back and watching them interact, or in this case, listening to them. That was cool. I appreciate you playing that.
Well, I will always appreciate what you did for George. It was a standing ovation. Was the last one he got, and all the young people got to hear from you how great George must have been. All right, just,
well, you know what? Was,
go ahead.
What was really hard, Homer? You know, I first thing I thought of was you when I heard the news, and then, you know, obviously thought of George's family, but I know how close, how unbelievably close you guys were, and I appreciate you for making sure that he got to that banquet, because, you know, that was an important moment for us to acknowledge him. And, you know, we took some pictures, and, you know, I was looking back through those pictures last night, and you just could see in his eye, man. I mean, he kind of had a look of, you know, someone that knows, you know, more so than maybe most of the rest of us. So we're going to miss him.
Yep. And Bo Ellis was a part of that as well. But yes, it was amazing what you did. It was amazing that we got him there. All right, Justin Lewis, well, I haven't asked you about him. I know it's a disappointment. You were proud of Howman so much and what he improved. And so your thoughts on his departure.
Well, you know, just to be clear, Homer, I'm not disappointed at all in him. You know, you said it's a disappointment. Certainly, it's disappointing to not you know, when you got a chance to coach a really good player, yeah, and then you don't get to coach him anymore, you know, that's challenging and tough. But
all right, let me interrupt. I should have said I'm disappointed because I'm not going to be as good as an announcer as I was with him if he was coming back. So, sorry, it wasn't you. I should have said that about me. Go ahead.
No, Homer, I want to challenge you, man. I think you can be just as good. And I think for all of us in this world of college athletics, I mean, the one consistent thing is change.
Yeah.
And, you know, Justin, he kind of had his heart set on what he wanted to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, what I've learned over the years is all you can do is be highly supportive. You know, make sure someone knows that you love them, you care about them, you got their back. And, you know, now we're going to root for them like crazy from afar. And, you know, obviously for us, you know, we're losing a first-team all-conference player. And it's really, really important for us to, you know, just all that much more emphasis on growing up our young guys and working to improve.
And you made it clear throughout the season that you were impressed with how he grew up. I don't know what the proper phrase is, but you always brought up your discussions with him and how he was getting, I don't know, better or developing. What's the right way to explain the way you talked about him all last year?
Well, I think just his growth as a person has been the most important thing. And most people that follow the game don't really think about it that way. But you can't really take a major jump as a player if you're not making major progress as a person, in my opinion. And Justin did a terrific job of that.
Thanks for coming on, and thanks for the comments at the banquet about George Thompson. They are forever. Thanks, Coach.
Well, I appreciate you thinking about you, Homer.
Shaka Smart, Marquette head coach. Who's next? No worries. Who's next? Not exactly. Next.